25 cents.
Hmm.
Because, of course, they have different dairy laws over there. Mm-hmm. They're going, I read in the paper, they're going up 2 pennies
mm-hmm.
soon, 1st of September.
Uh-huh.
But I can buy out because, like, you buy some now, it'll have a September the 10th
mm-hmm.
notice on it. You get a sale for then, you know, back it goes, you get another one.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. And of course, it's relatively easy to get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see, you say heads of lettuce. Do you say, if you're talking about cattle, well, you probably don't talk about cattle very much, but if you were, would you say heads of cattle, or would you say head of cattle?
How many head of cattle do you have? I think I said head. That way, head of cattle.
What if you were talking about children? Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Children? You have?
There's one woman, you see, I did do some ruralizing, but I really didn't learn about farming. This woman is sitting at an old beat-up sewing machine somewhere. This child is 3 years old, is still nursing, and she's pregnant. And they are whole, and I said to her, how many children you've got? And she said, count the heads. She said, I've got 9 head of children. Where are the rest of the children? Yes, that's kind of common in the country.
The country, and mainly black country
people?
No,
white.
White, too.
White. Have there a few black people?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What about, now, have you heard Passel in that way?
Passel of German.
Yeah.
Yes, black people say Passel of German. Okay. Especially the old-timey ones. And they say it so gentle and sweet, you know, that you understand right away what they mean.
Let me see. Near a corn, the outside part of that, you call that?
Sure.
Okay. And then the kind of corn you eat on the cob, you call that what kind of corn?
Fresh corn. No,
fresh corn. Sweet corn?
Sweet corn, yeah.
Let me see. Roasting ears?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I think sweet corn holds up better. You mm-hmm. say to him, where the roasting is, and he just kind of looks up and he said, I got some sweet corn this morning. So he's over in Aiken County,
mm-hmm.
and he talks like they do over there,
uh-huh.
black people.
Uh-huh.
The country people here will most likely say roasting ears,
uh-huh.
run it all together.
But in the market, you would have to say sweet corn just to make yourself understood.
Yeah.
Or if you went to Kroger's at any rate, if you asked one of the kids there, he probably wouldn't.
Well, I suppose so, but then it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's already shelled.
Yeah. Okay.
So sweet corn, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
let me see now. Corn, the top part of
tassel.
Okay, and then the stuff that comes out of the top of the shell.
Still.
Okay, and let me see. There's a kind of small. Yellow vegetable that
squash.
Okay, and there are different kinds of that.
Yes.
What are some of those?
Well, there's Hubbard squash,
uh-huh.
which you have to bake, or acorn squash, they call it. And then there's the yellow squash, and then there's a little light green fluted squash that I've been using this summer for the first time and found it pleasant.
Uh-huh.
You got to get the little ones, though. The big ones are kind of tough, but I don't know. And it's just squash.
Okay.
Different varieties.
You ever call it crookneck squash?
No.
Okay.
I don't buy crookneck. If it's got all that on it, I don't take it because it's going to be tough.
Okay.
The seeds will be big.
Okay. Let's see. And then there's different kinds of melons.
Well,
you mentioned cantaloupe the other day.
Cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew,
muskmelon.